In this topic, we are studying spiritual fruit. Spiritual growth is not only about what happens inside your private thoughts, it becomes visible in relationships. The Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 5 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are not random virtues. They describe a person being restored by the Holy Spirit in the way they relate to God, themselves, and others. Love is relational. It moves toward God and neighbor with sacrificial care. Joy is relational. It receives life with gratitude before God, even when circumstances are difficult. Peace is relational. It settles the soul in God's presence and helps us become less anxious, less harsh, and less reactive with people. Patience is relational. It shows up when someone is slow, immature, frustrating, or wounded, and we choose not to crush them. Kindness is relational. It is grace made visible in tone, timing, facial expression, and action. Goodness is relational. It seeks what is right and life-giving, even when no one is applauding. Faithfulness is relational. It keeps promises, honors commitments, and becomes trustworthy over time. Gentleness is relational. It uses strength without domination. Self-control is relational. It refuses to let impulse, anger, lust, fear, or pride rule the body and soul. From an organic human perspective, spiritual fruit is whole person growth. The spirit does not form a floating inner soul while ignoring the body. The spirit forms embodied people. Fruit shows up in words, habits, eyes, posture, choices, boundaries, repentance, and service. This means a person can be gifted and still immature. A person can know the Bible and still be harsh. A person can attend church and still lack patience at home. A person can speak about love and still use people. Spiritual fruit asks a deeper question. What kind of person am I becoming in the presence of God? Jesus said that a tree is known by its fruit. Fruit reveals life. It does not save us, but it shows what is growing in us. So as we study spiritual fruit, do not use this list as a weapon against yourself or others. Use it as a mirror, an invitation, and a prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit, where are you growing love in me? Where are you growing peace? Where do I need patience? Where do I need gentleness? Where do I need self-control? Spiritual fruit is relational because God is relational. The Spirit grows Christ-like life in us so that God's love becomes visible through us.